So interesting to see that a reinvention of the Bendigo Bypass is back on the agenda with plans to utilise the city's historic mining infrastructure for a tunnel linking highways north and south of Bendigo. So Keith Flood is with the Department of Roads and Infrastructure and he joins us this morning. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a major plan. How long has it been in the making?
Well, it's been in, it's difficult to say exactly because the records do go back several years, you could say over a decade, but certainly this has been a project in the planning for a long time, and now there's been, I suppose, a push from members of the department to really get the project underway.
It is something that's been very big in Bendigo over the years, and we've looked at various plans to go round the city. So ultimately, with those falling foul, underneath the city is probably the better idea. Do you think it'll make a big difference to traffic?
The tunnel itself will make quite a difference to traffic flows. As you say, we've been looking at going around for quite some time, but some of those remedial works, particularly with water sources, has been a little bit difficult to rectify. So we decided that the easiest solution would be simply to go under rather than damage any of the surface.
Yeah, it also makes sense. It would be fair to say, Keith, that you know sometimes the general public will see some of our departments at work and think they don't take the obvious route. But this, to me, seems like for once we're actually using what we already have in a manner that, A, makes it very straightforward in many respects, and B, will ultimately save us some money.
Well, it will save money, as you say, because those mines have already been dug and there's a lot of space down there at the moment, so the remedial works will have a minimal cost, I should say, compared with remedial works that would be required to fully dig a tunnel under normal conditions, and that was something that I know was very high on the list of priorities for some of the members of Parliament who have been pushing very hard for cost-saving measures, and we believe that this addresses pretty much all those concerns.
You're talking about costs there, Keith. Will there be a toll on this tunnel?
It will depend on a few things. Whether there's a toll or not remains to be seen. It is very early in the project to determine whether there is a toll. There may be a toll, but I can't commit to that one way or the other until further works are undertaken.
All right, Keith, and finally, what sort of time frame are we talking, you know, all things being equal, that we might be looking at this?
Well, that's difficult because of the amount of remedial work that could be required with the instability of some of the mines that may have been closed. Some of the mines may be very stable, some of them may not. So we're looking at initial constructions, depending on whether everything goes according to plan, within the next 18 to 24 months.
Okay. Hey, Keith, exciting news. Thanks very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Pleasure.
Keith Flood, Department of Roads and Infrastructure. On the wake-up call, it's Gold Central Victoria, 21 past 7.